training and education of prosecutors, where they have courses on human rights obligations that are relevant to their job. So it would be the role of the Director of Public Prosecution to take care of that. As mentioned here correctly, the director is appointed by the Minister of Justice, but it's an appointment for life, and the Minister of Justice does not have the possibility to terminate that appointment. It is very clear in our system that the Director of Public Prosecution is an independent authority who takes orders from no one when it regards the handling of criminal cases. So we are very concerned with the independency of the prosecution authorities and uphold that. When it comes to gender-based violence and who actually prosecutes those cases, they are investigated by the police. We operate a system where there are police prosecutors, but there is also the district prosecutor's office, and then there's the Director of Public Prosecution. For gender-based violence, the prosecutory powers, they can lie within the police or the district prosecutor, depending on the gravity of the case. And there is cooperation between these bodies on these cases, and then it would be the role of the Director of Public Prosecutions to take them further to the Supreme Court if the cases go all the way there. But I would say the cooperation between the police prosecutors and the district prosecutor is very good. When it comes to the sensitivity, yes, well, first, regarding the legislative reforms on the definition of rape and consent, one of the things that we are looking into now is how this actually works in practice. And it is stipulated that an assessment should be made regarding how what effect this change has actually had. And this assessment will be carried out by the fall of 2025. Where we will see if it has led to an increase in convictions, or what other effect it has had. Mm-hmm. We have, as I mentioned a bit before, we have courses within the police studies regarding gender-based violence and violence within sort of power relationships, specifically during the police studies. But we also have the Center for Ongoing Police Training that actually also is doing some training for prosecutors, where they are discussing, again, human rights obligations, gender-based violence in particular, and trying to promote the sensitivity of those who are working in this area. Also, the Judicial Administration, who is responsible for the training of judges, they have also taken up training regarding sexual offense, gender-based violence, and things like that, where we are working on increasing this general awareness. Now I'm just trying to see where we are at. I think now I will give the floor to my colleague Áshildur regarding disability in the workplace and discrimination, etc.
Yes, it is true that we have had a very effective program running now on assisting the disabled in finding job and promoting equality in the labour market.